Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Hilarious.
Funny. Are you rolling? Aho.
I'm rolling.
Where's
I'm
Rachel?
I'm rolling.
Hi, Vanessa.
Alan. Oh, hey, it's guys. Not Alice. It's a secret show. It's
Sarah Mini Secret Show.
Hey, hey.
What the hell?
What the actual hell is going on here?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't.
God. I figured you'd get tired pretty soon of doing that.
Sheesh, I was working for a standing ovation, but no one joined me. I'm like,
we all
by
clap
myself.
For
a,
we clap
Thank
for
you.
A you just Jesus.
Get up and give her a little bit of a warm welcome. Welcome
now,
to the show, V. Hale.
I appreciate it.
You know she can't see us, right?
Yeah, I know we're not on Zoom anymore. It's kind of a bummer, too, because I always look forward to her. She's a tank top chick.
Yeah.
So you always get to see some shoulder with her.
Yeah, even when she's wearing a sweater, she has a part of the sweater kind of dragging
Wait,
down.
Wait,
you know?
Are shoulders are like a turn-on?
Are you kidding?
They definitely are, yeah.
You don't know shoulders are hot, necks are hot, too. What?
Well, that's good. Shoulders day is my favorite day at the gym. I'll keep working those.
Nice. Oh.
Okay.
Make sure you get in front of somebody that's sitting on a bench so you can work those shoulders.
Got to make sure you hit those rear delts.
Yeah. Stupid.
Bryn, what's this thing you sent me on chat?
Oh, this is the person that wrote that 4-page email.
Oh, that I really want to do, but it's just too much.
They heard
words.
You and they responded, four so I just sent that through text. So
oh, killer. Let's do it.
To kind of let you know that she's going to work on it over the weekend.
Oh.
Read the thing. Read it out loud.
Hey, Bryn. Thank you for responding. I agree. It was a massive data dump. I did hear Sarah mention my intro on Monday and that it was too long. I'll do my best to condense and determine if I'm comfortable including my number. I work in healthcare, so some days a random call would be okay. Others, not so much.
We don't need to call. Just get the story. Word economy.
Yeah, here's another thing.
Cut it down.
If we try to call you while if you've sent your phone number, basically allowing us to call you and you don't pick up, we're fine with that. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's we try. Totally fine. We get that people...
lives.
Have things
or,
going
yeah,
on.
Or you could even, hey guys, can't talk. Sorry about that. Bye.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I certainly have done that
Sorry,
before.
Sorry, yeah, I'd love to talk, but I can't.
When someone hits me and I'm in the middle of something, I just let them know. I can't
like
do it.
I like when, hey, you just won the contest. And they're like, hello, yeah, I'm at work right now.
Yeah, we're like, well, we're looking for someone to be excited about winning our stupid contest.
Who are you going to take to the show? Oh, I'm probably going to take my sister. I think my sister or my husband.
I want to just read you a tiny, tiny little bit of this really long email that I'm not going to do. Maybe I shouldn't.
What?
I don't know what you just said.
I like Vanessa's confusion. Well,
it can be cut up. It can be cut. This is the email in question.
Okay. Let's not do it. Let's just save it for.
Let's do it.
When she writes,
I'm in.
She's gonna write a condensed version, so let's just do that one. All right, she's looking through it. She's
Let's read it. Just read it.
I mean, it is good. I have never made it through all four pages, though.
Okay, well, read it.
I've started it in my. I'll just read you a little.
Okay.
Sarah, Vinny, Brent, and Alex / Swagger Bun. And V-Hale.
Let's go.
I added V-Hale. She actually says, warning, this is a long one. So it's been brewing in my mind for months. Other recent bad advice queries have hit too many buttons for me to continue to ignore my need to get your perspective.
I'm in.
Then she does a whole thing where she loves us.
Okay, skip all that. Too. Skip.
Yeah, that's several paragraphs, by the
Skipping.
Way.
Skipping.
Oh, that's nice. Read all that.
Because I'm covering more than 20 years, I'll try to make it concise.
Wow.
I met my now ex in 1993. So this actually covers 30 years.
Okay.
Yes, Vinny, there were red flags that I now recognize. However, I was young. I still believe that people make mistakes and still hope that they learn from them. In this scenario, I was overly optimistic. We married in 97. I had no experience with toxic people. First example of this with him. He overheard me at a party commenting that the kitchen at his family's rental home was so dirty that I had to clean it before I cooked, and I am very much a germaphobe. He yelled at me across the party, "You piece of shit." Whoa. I found a ride home and told him the next day when he was sober I would not tolerate being spoken to in that way. He managed that for a while.
Wow.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ow.
He would pick him. That's just
Have
awful.
You ever called John a piece of shit?
No. I mean, maybe joking. You know? But yeah, never. Certainly, I would never. I would never do that in front of anybody else.
At
I
a actually, party, rough.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
At a party, yelling it across a room, like just really making it the worst possible scenario.
You know,
like,
the whole fighting in front of other people, like a lot of people do it. And I can't say that I've never like gone, oh my God, what are you doing? Like in the car or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm so on edge that now I just try to like look down out the window at like the sidewalk as it goes by. But I think that fighting with your significant other makes everyone so uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Like it's just
completely inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate. It's so rude. It's and the thing is, I think that some people just can't go, this is not the time or place.
It's who they are, though. That's as a couple, you There are people who know how to push your buttons.
Right.
There are people who know they shouldn't push your buttons, especially in public, but they're mad at you.
They want to.
And they see the moment and they take it and it's on and now it's, why are you yelling at me? You know why I'm yelling at you. You just hit the button. You just went right for it.
Yeah. And no one else around us knows why I'm screaming at you. And you're all like the innocent victim.
What did I do? You know what you did. Yeah.
But
okay.
Also, he was probably embarrassed that she was telling a bunch of people at a party.
Yeah.
That his family house was so filthy.
Well, like, sorry, your family house is a pigsty.
That makes what he did.
Oh,
right,
his family's rental home was so dirty that she had to clean it before she cooked in it.
Mm.
And I'm very much not a germaphobe. He yelled at me, you piece of shit. You know, this kind of reminds me of the Mel Gibson and that woman that he had a kid with. Like, you know, you can tell because she was recording the thing. So, of course, she's on her best behavior because she's recording. She fucking knows she's recording.
And she's egging him on and making him loop. I mean, not that he should never talk to anyone on earth like that.
But some people are so toxic with each other. Maybe he's a delight. Yeah, most of the time.
Actually, do you remember when James Esther House, the writer, said, we went to this guy's house for a meeting and this is what happened.
Right.
Let's get something. Or who wants something to eat?
Hooray.
Oh, Jesus.
Meanwhile, and James Esterhaus's kid was filming the whole thing.
Who wants something to eat? Hooray. Are you kidding, dude?
Like, I'm
you have people over.
And, yeah, I'm a colleague of yours and you've invited us for dinner.
Back to the story. So she says something. This guy, cusses her out. She goes home with someone else.
No, she just gets a ride home. And
right.
Found a ride home, told him the next day when he was sober, I'm not tolerating that. He would periodically decide that I had disappointed him in some way, in some never-to-be-disclosed manner, and would give me the silent treatment for days or weeks, while also never explaining what I had done. This cycle continued with increasing frequency. Another example, he was essentially fired within a week of me having our first kid, who was delivered by emergency C-section due to cardiac decelerations. Once I was able to start exercising, I asked if he could keep an eye on our newborn son so I could walk on the treadmill because he wasn't working. This apparently was too excessive a demand, and he gave me the silent treatment for 2 weeks. He was also laid off at this time, in quotes she puts this. However, the company posted his position shortly thereafter. He sued them to no avail. Ultimately, we had 3 kids.
Oh, my God.
2 adults, 1 recent college grad, 1 in college, 1 in high school. They're all doing really well. When he was brewing up an issue, he would spend time in the garage drinking whiskey and nursing his injuries. Like, you know, his imagined injuries, the insults or whatever. I eventually realized that his world is a sum-zero game, meaning that another success, happiness, promotion, especially mine, was somehow at his expense. There are half-empty, half-full people. He's a half-stolen dude.
Oh.
Around the time of a college reunion in 04, when our daughter was about 9 months old, I engaged in inappropriate email communications with a former boyfriend. Ooh, I was so desperate for a little support and validation that I was emotionally unfaithful. He discovered this contact. I came clean, shared the emails I had. We agreed to start over, except now I understand that he is incapable of forgiveness. I told him repeatedly it was due to this one individual's history with me and that it would never happen again. It never did, and he never believed me. He's calling her a lying cunt now.
Wow.
Listen to this. Final insult for me was he called me a lying cunt because I had misplaced my phone at a work holiday party, drove home to find my iPhone to confirm it was at the venue, drove back to retrieve it, and immediately drove home. In his alternate reality, he decided that I, absolutely not joking, had driven back to have sex with a busboy.
Wow.
Okay.
I would have if I were her. God, who wants to go home to that guy?
No kidding, right? Oy. And sometimes when you get accused of something long enough, you're like, I might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Over time, I realized my only defense was to not let him see me blink.
What are we getting at though?
Honestly, I'm almost done with page one. Like it's just
we're almost there. Let's keep going. Push through.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me try and like.
We've established this guy's a douchebag and should not be someone that you have committed to life for.
Let's see. There's a line of cunt stuff. I filed for divorce January of 2017. The same week I found him verbally abusing our youngest, who was 11 at the time, was in a fetal position, sobbing and hiding under a blanket. And then more examples of stuff that he's done. When we were separating, he insisted that he should get my wedding/engagement rings. He was told by both of our lawyers that because it was a longstanding marriage, they were mine to keep. He became increasingly abusive, physically abusive, shoving, slamming doors in my face, breaking glass once, trying to lock me out of the house that we still owned. I was given 10 days to find a place and move out the day that he bought me out of the house. Let's see. Oh, God. And then she adopts a puppy in the middle of all this.
Oh.
I've permanently blocked him from any electronic communication due to his ongoing abuse. Last time I tried to interact was July of 2021. He emailed me. Oh, God. This is now it's something about another dog they had that's dead. And you made her suffer until today. Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Wow.
Current issue. My father passed away in May of 2022. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer end of March. My two siblings. Oh my God! See, that's the thing. It's kind of all over the place now. Like, let me just scroll to the end and see if there's a.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, if you're about to tell us you've been a little down lately, I think that's justified.
It sounds like he's creeping around her house.
Oh,
this is the first time I've reached the end here. I asked my youngest if there's any chance his dad could have had access to my house key. He says no. He keeps it with his AirPods there with him at all times. I look in the random box in the bathroom. It stores extra buttons with the rings underneath. My rings are gone. Okay, so she thinks he's been in the house. Him.
Okay, well, cameras are mandatory these days anyway, so you're going to need to, whether it's save for or borrow some money or credit card them, however you need to, get cameras in the house.
Yeah.
In the house and outside the house.
Right.
You can get a package for like $200 with some cameras you can install yourself. That's what I did. You do not need someone to come do it.
Yeah, you can
plug them in and connect them to Wi-Fi.
Right.
You're done.
And then you can see it right on your phone. This is just as an example of a really, really long one that, has some really, there's fun, interesting information, not fun for you, but, fun to read and interesting information about this piece of shit. But you could have said, hey, I was in a marriage for however many years and we broke up and the guy, I think, has broken into my house. And stole my wedding. Like, that could have been the whole thing.
I think she's trying to give, context, though, of why
so
it's
much,
extra
though.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is extra scary. This
Maybe
guy does sound terrible.
Therapeutic for her to write it all out.
That's, that can be helpful, can't it? Mm. I kept going back to it over and over and over again.
So would you like me to send her an email saying we read it already or just wait on...
Let's wait and see what she sends.
Let's see what she sends.
Have a condensed version.
That's so it ends with he's creeping around. What should I do?
Yeah, okay, so the very end of it is that I'm extremely disturbed at the thought of him creeping around my house because he's been in the house. Like, he found the rings, and this is my safe space. I feel that my sense of safety has been tainted by the psychopath. It's been over 2 months. I'm having trouble shaking this feeling.
Cameras. You got to get them.
I have looked for cameras because he put spyware on the computer we shared when we were together. Oh, my God. She's looking for his cameras in her house. You got to put your cameras up. Been a really fucked up time. I'm struggling to regain a sense of normalcy.
I would say there's nothing I'm about to say should in any way sound, I hope, not sound like I'm trying to defend this guy. I think even the best of us have ugly moments, whether it's have things that we wish
we
hadn't done
or
hadn't said. You do speak in at times from a place of injury, so you might be lashing back at someone because you feel hurt, and so this is what comes out of you. What's happening here is so far beyond what's acceptable.
A normal response, right?
That I really believe, and look, I'll tell you, I was stalked once. The laws are not on your side. You're not in a great place where this is concerned. You need the cameras in place because this person is, this isn't the normal mistake. It's not the, I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. I was hurt. You were winning the fight. I went for the thing I knew I could get you with.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever people do to each other. I do think that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
He sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I don't want to freak you out. I just want you to know this is where you protect your family. You get cameras right now, today.
Yeah.
Get them fired up. Call the Geek Squad. Maybe they'll come out and hook them up for you if you can't get it done.
I know that, you know, you can't really get the cops to do anything before somebody's done something, and that's when you can get, you know, maybe a restraining order or whatever. But you've clearly got some documentation here. Could you go to a police person?
No.
And couldn't you just say, can you swing by my house a couple? Like, I don't know where she lives. And she doesn't say.
Sometimes in a little town like where I live,
yeah,
they will do that.
Yeah.
But they don't do that
in general.
And the random person, and especially in domestic situations like this,
right,
where they know it's he said, she said, and they've probably seen it all. Mm. I don't know that they've got the time or the manpower to
right.
go do that.
They
but
don't.
I do think one thing about the cameras is, you'll have a little peace of mind, and that's what you need.
Right.
You need a little peace of mind.
Well, you need proof of something.
Right.
So if you
evidence
get in
that
the
he's
house,
entering.
You have proof of breaking and entering.
So those like that is something that we have in both our places. So the cameras, if they catch something, they send you an alert. So you could be at work, you could be the kids could be at school. Your cameras are as good as an alarm where this is concerned, because you'll get an alert, you can look at it, pull it up. You could even, some of these cams have little speakers, you could go, I'm watching you, douchebag, you're in my home and I'm calling the cops. Like,
right.
There are ways that you can manage this that will at least feel a little bit safer for you. Because I do know what it's like to be compromised, where you find yourself going, I don't even know at any given moment what might happen.
Right.
I'm just sitting here, but there's a person out there that is fixated on me, and I don't know what to do about it.
I know. And that is the scariest thing. It's the person that you don't know where he is, what's going on in their mind,
mm-hmm.
what he's got planned. It's really scary.
Yeah, it is. The cams are the only thing I can think of that would really help you in this scenario. Because the police can't. They just don't have the manpower
right.
to be
well,
like.
And they might be able to if you can show them that this dude is entering your mm-hmm. home. Then they might go, okay, you know what? Here it is. This is evidence enough for us to either maybe get you a restraining order or, I mean, that's
You know what's weird too is I've talked to a lot of people who've been through divorce, and I've heard the stories run the gamut from that woman took me for everything I own to that narcissistic mofo doesn't pay the money he's been court ordered to pay. And then he calls Child Protective Services and sends them to my house and says, the kids are being abused. Like, there's ways that people F with each other. It's insanity. So it's really hard to gauge who this guy is and what he's capable of. But I would like to think that you could also, if you've got proof he's been in your house, go back to your lawyer and change whatever deal has been made in the divorce to represent, like, this guy is a crook. He stole stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can all always do that, because I've heard guys who are doing this. Just call Child Protective Services on her, and at some point she's gonna give because I've tortured her long, and you know what I mean?
Like, give what? Like, just, you know, off herself? Like, what is the end game here when you're torturing someone like this? Don't you also want to have a kind of a normal life where everything's settled? I don't understand these.
Sick.
Yeah, there. You know what that is, it, V?
When you're dealing with, like, for example, I used as a narcissist, that's someone who, in their own head, a crime has been committed against them.
Yeah.
And since they're the most important person in the world, they will teach you.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know if that's what this guy is or not, but it sounds like 2 weeks of stewing, of silent treatment stewing on something.
And won't even tell her what it is.
Sucks, man. Sucks. That's one of the things Christina does quite a bit, is she'll get quiet. She doesn't want to fight, but she'll be bummed. And then I like, it'll occur to me, I'm on ice.
Mm.
What just happened?
And she's, you know, so quiet anyway.
I know, but
you have to realize.
Yeah,
it.
I have to go in and, like, get it out of her in order to be able to get to a solution.
At least she wants to get
to
a solution.
No, no, no. And I don't bring her up in this situation because we're anywhere near this. I'm just saying that's a common trait in people. They can get quiet. They shut down. But it sounds like this guy, the way she describes it, is for 2 weeks drinking whiskey in the garage.
Like plotting his revenge.
Yikes.
That sounds freaking frightening.
Yeah, get cameras.
I love
proof,
that.
Because it's what you'll need. And, I mean, I know some people are uncomfortable. Get something to protect you with.
Like a big motherfucking boyfriend.
A gym membership.
A big motherfucker. Fine, go.
A mastiff, like, and a bat.
That way she can protect herself.
Well, there's that, but you get a big mofo who stays over every night, that guy's going to suddenly find a way to quiet down.
Yeah, but guys like him will be triggered by that and be more pissed.
I know. You know what, though? I worry about having a weapon in the house because I think if you're not strong enough to use it, or you think you can just brandish it and that'll be enough, it gets taken away from you and used on you. Like, that's what scares me with that stuff.
They recommend for women, especially if you're not comfortable with guns, is a shotgun that's not loaded. Because even you can still cock it, and the sound of a shotgun, like, you don't got to aim. People don't know if it's not loaded, and it's just something you can kind of.
Oh.
I really
like
pepper spray. I know that sounds, I don't know, maybe.
No, pepper spray is a legitimate,
like, Christina
solution.
Runs with that regularly, and that
works on dogs.
It could be
for dogs,
or coyotes or whatever. But yeah, I think that's another one too, that you can feel fairly safe with that in the house. And if you spray someone in the face with that, they're bummed.
Yeah, it's definitely, they don't just push through that.
Right, and that's something you can find at most sporting goods stores, because they are selling that to joggers.
Right.
So you can probably get that, and you can probably get it at Amazon.
Yeah,
have
definitely.
It sent straight to your house.
Exactly. I'm sorry that I did skip large swaths of this, but I feel like we did get the gist of it, and it does sound like you're in a horrible situation, and that, of course, we're only hearing your side of it. Maybe his side would be different. I'm guessing
proof,
it would be.
Proof. That's what I leave her with. If you need protection from the cops, you need proof. So get something. And if he's in your house breaking and entering, he can be arrested for it. So
right.
There you go. Nice V-Hale. Way to put a cherry on top.
Yeah.
V-Hale.
Start and end with a standing ovation.
We miss your shoulders so much.
I know. soon we'll have video again for everything.
Yeah.
That'll be good. All right, thank you. And thanks to the person who wrote in. And I'm sorry.
Oh, bless you.
I didn't wait through. Oh, was that a sneeze?
Yeah,
did you hear that?
Yeah, I'll edit. I tried to hit the
button.
His
whole goddamn head exploded.
I'll edit that out.
Don't.
I'll mark that. Dog.
Right into the mic, too.
I wasn't into the mic. I was covering up.
Did you say the magic?
Jane. Oh, the end.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.